Klai Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. So Hashem Yisrael tells Moshe to tell the Yidden to ask the Mitzrayim to borrow their clothing and their possessions. Vayash Ilum. And this is a very mysterious part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why it is that Klai Yisrael are being asked to do this. In fact, Chazal asked the question, what is a slave thinking on the day of his redemption? How much money he can hoard from his oppressors, he's happy to leave. So what's the difference whether they're leaving with Bigdei Mitzrayim, with the Kesef and the Zav? Who's thinking about that? So Chazal answer, it was to do justice to a promise that Hashem Yisbarach had given to Avram Avinu. But what's the inyan of Ayashilum that they were asking the Mitzrayim for their clothes, for their garments? Furthermore, there's a very mysterious chazal. Chazal tell us that when Hashem Yisbarach came to Har Sinai and he opened up with the words, Anoichi Hashem Alokecha Asher Hayitzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Chazal teach us that the word Anoichi is not a word in Lashon HaKodesh. The word Anoichi is actually a Mitzri word. It was a word in the Egyptian vernacular. Yet Hashem Yisbarach opened up with such a word, Anoichi Hashem Alokecha. So what's this inyan that of all words to begin Matan Torah, Anoichi, the word from Mitzrayim was used? Furthermore, the seventh day of Pesach, which is a yontiv, commemorates the Neis of Kriyas Yamsuf. And Bnei Yisrael sang Shir on that day. And Chazal wonder why it is that it was the seventh day that Bnei Yisrael sang Shira. Why didn't they sing Shira on the first day of Yitzias Mitzrayim? And in fact, Bnei Yisrael are somewhat accused for not having said Shira earlier. On top of that, this idea of the Geula, which took place on that day of the Yom HaShvi'i, on that Neis Bakriyas Yamsuf, the Inyan of Yamsuf, which was the Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael, was not the only significant occasion on that day. Bnei Yisrael, Chazal tell us, they looked up and they saw that the Shechina was upon them. Zekeli v'anvehu. What is this connection between Zekeli v'anvehu and Yitzias Mitzrayim's Kriyas Yamsuf? Did it have to be that the two things went together? Does it have to be that there was a Gilui Shechina at the moment of the redemption from the Mitzrayim by Yom HaShvi? So to understand these inyanim and the connection to Yitzias Mitzrayim, told us Yaakov Yosef, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, he quotes from him in Parashas Vayakel the following teaching. He begins by mentioning that in the Shira, it says, Amar Oyev Erdaif Asig Achalik Shalom. And he explains, based on the Zohar Kadosh, using the following mashal. He says that there was a melech who ruled over many medinas, and he wanted to see how faithful the people of his medina were to him. So he asked a few of his closest advisors to go to the different medinas and to go undercover and to speak to the heads of the medina and to the Anshei HaMedina, and to say to them, we have a great idea, how about you join us, and we'll make a coup. We'll overthrow the Melech, and we want you to participate. And they went around like this, from Medina to Medina, until they came to a certain city, and he appeared to the Chacham of the city, and with that question, with that presentation. And they chapped, these chachamim gedolim, after investigating the inyan, that it wasn't as it seemed. And really they were the shluchim of the melech, wanting to see how faithful the Bnei HaMedina were to him. And he says that this is a very deep inyan, this mashal, which I heard from the Baal Shem Tov, from my Rebbe. And he goes on to explain that this is really the matter behind every tzara. He writes, I was makabel from my Rebbe from the Baal Shem Tov, Shebechol tzar ha'adam begashmu v'ruchni, no matter what tzar a Jew is in, whether it's gashmus or ruchnius. Shebnoisim leiv shegam ezeh ha'tzar hu Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma. As soon as a Jew is able to understand that the Ribbono shel Olam is in this tzar, ela shehu derech levush, just that he's masking himself, he's wearing levushim. V'kashanoy deloy zeh husar ha'levush. As soon as a Yid understands this, then the mask comes off, the levushim comes off. V'nizbatel hatzar v'chol gzeres rois. And there's a bittel to the tzar, and all the gzeres rois fall away. And he explains, this is the secret of what it says, Amar oyev erdoif asig achalik shalom. That the Zohar here notes that these five words, Amar oyev erdoif asig achalik, they begin all with the letter Aleph, as if to suggest that Hashem Yisbarach, who's called the Aleph, Alufa Shal Olam, was there concealed all along. The idea that the Baal Shem Tov is explaining here, and he goes on to explain here, and I'll just quote the words, Imkein zehu ikar hashavach v'hashira. This is the matter behind the Shira which took place on the Yom HaShvi by Kriyas Yamsov. They thought all along that Mitzrayim was the Oyev. But now they understood that they thought that the Oyev was the Oyev, but really, no. The Oyev is the Oyev. It was the one who loved them all along. Just like the mashal of the king who is sending those shluchim to see and to test the neman of his people. It was only when they chafed with their chachma that it really was just shluchim of the melech. They thought all along it was a tzar, that there was going to be a rebellion. But the emes all along, it was just shluchim of the melech. It was really this das and this understanding which took Bnei Yisrael out of the galus of Mitzrayim. The Zayar Kadosh tells us, the Ari explains, that the galus of Mitzrayim was a galus of das. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim we find repeatedly, V'yadu, V'yadu Mitzrayim Keni Hashem, V'yadu Mitzrayim Keni Hashem, L'man Teida, that the Das that is being referred to here in the Geula, is that the Geula means to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. That there's no Tzar, that there's no Gullus other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Yediyah itself brings us out of the Tzara. Though as soon as we daher and we understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, like we spoke about yesterday, that part of what it means, Tzar HaShechina, and the Golas of the Shechina is to know that Hashem Yisbarach is in the Tzar. And a part of this equation is knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is behind this. And as soon as we understand that, and we have a Yediyah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, that itself ends the tzar, and then all the levushim come off. Going back to our questions, the whole concept of why Bnei Yisrael sang Shira by the Yamsuf, and they didn't sing Shira on day one, is because Shira is a matter of understanding something more than just going from Golas to Geula. Shira comes from the depths of the Nefesh, and Shira means that I understand that there really is no chilik between Golas and Geula. Like the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, that the difference between Golas and Geulas is the Aleph. Detecting the Aleph, finding the Alufa Shel Olam in the Golas, that in itself transforms the word Golas into Geulas Mitzrayim. It was only on day 7 that they understood in the Shira, Omar Oyev, that in the words of the Oyev, they found the Ribbono Shel Olam. They found the five Alfin. That creates a Shira. There could be a Geula, but if the Geula doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, if we can't find the Alufa Shel Olam, then we don't have a Shira. We may have a Geula, but the Geula is not complete until there's a Shira. And this is the Inyan of Ayashilim. Why is it that Bnei Yisrael needed to wear the clothes of Mitzrayim when they left Mitzrayim? That they needed to ask for their clothes? It represented the whole Indian of the Geula. What Hashem wanted them to know is that Hashem was in this Tzara the whole time. Just that he was dressed up as a Mitzri. When they understood that, this was the message when they left Mitzrayim. That Hashem is Baruch is here, there's a Yid, it's just that he's dressed up as a Mitzri. That's the Das Shlema of the Geula. And this is the inyan also by Matan Torah. Hashem, He reveals Himself with the word Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. Anoichi is a Mitzri word, but Hashem wants the Yidin to know, I was in Mitzrayim. I was just dressed up as a Mitzri. Here I am revealing myself to you by Matan Torah, and I'm using a word of Anoichi to reveal myself, as if to say that Hashem was Malbish Himself, that every Dibur is like a garment that a person wears. And the continuation of that is, Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. This is what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. Finding the Ribbono Shel Olam behind the Levushim. And this is the inyan by Kriyas Yamsov, that there was a Geula by Kriyas Yamsov, but there was a revelation of Hashem which took place by the Yamsov. When they saw that Hashem, they found the Alufa Shel Olam, Omer Oyev, Er Devasig Achalik, they found the Ohev behind the Oyev. That's the makings of a Shira. And the Baal Shem Tov concludes this ma'ariv that told this Yaakov Yosef writes, Zehu atzmas ha-geula b'chol adam v'chol zman. This is a timeless lesson. V'husod golus mitzrayim sheish b'chol adam v'chol zman. Every single Jew needs to take this lesson to heart. Every adam and every zman, that golus mitzrayim is a paradigm for all future goluses. That as soon as we find the Ribbono Shel Olam in the golus, it ends the galus. Hope to speak about this a little bit tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, just to break down a little bit more the workings behind this yesod. But there's a bayabasha b'sechayam, like we spoke about a few days ago, that when Hashem tore open the Yamsuf and He revealed the yabasha there, when we tear open the tzara, we find the Ribbono Shel Olam there. And as soon as we know, that Hashem is with us, that He's the one, as the Mashal explained to us, behind everything, that puts an end to the Golus. And this is the inyan of the Small Aleph we spoke about before, Vayikra El Moshe, that when we find the Small Aleph speaking to us through the Tzara, that ends the Golus. And there's nothing what Hashem wants more than to reveal Himself. And this is a way to appreciate this Golus as well. Every Tzara, the remedy is the same. But we want that it should touch upon the shayrish of all galuses. That is, if we can find the Ribbono Shel Olam in every tzar prati, and certainly in every tzar klali, we'll come to a shira, we'll come to see that every galus was just to bring us closer to Him, that He should reveal Himself to us. And so now that we've entered into the Nisan zone, and Pesach is quickly approaching, we should use the yisoidus of galus Mitzrayim to help us in this tzar, is that through tfilas, we want to be able to see Hashem's face through the tzara. And as soon as we find the Ribbono Shel Olam in our tzara, and we appreciate the tzara that we're going through, we know that He's with us, and it's just a mashal, it's just shluchim to bring us closer to Him, it should end this tzara, which we're all experiencing on a communal level, for Das Klal Yisrael, and we should finally see already the end of all the levushim, that the Melech should reveal His face to us, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkeinu Mehev Amenu Amen.